I know nothing whatsoever about modern dance, and Pina 3D is a documentary about modern dance, but it's showing in a movie theater, so here goes. Pina is a pure documentary, although a peculiar one, with narrators who stare at the camera while their voices are voiceovers. There are a lot of fashionable movie gimmicks like switches between black and white and color, breaks in chronology, freeze frames, and repetitions. Its point is obscure and little helped by the full title. Pina 3D, Dance, Dance, Otherwise We Are Lost, fits well with the general tone of melodramatic gloom of the dances, which usually have a hint of narrative full of violence. Pina herself, who apparently worked more as an inspirer than what I think of as a dance director, says at one point that all she can give is hints of what she has in mind through dance because words are inadequate. Well, at one point, one of the dancers tried to suggest the moon through dance, and I must say I would never have guessed what he was doing without the words. And the one song that is in English definitely suggests that subtitles for song lyrics would have helped to get her points across. But you've probably never seen such peculiar concepts of dance. And if the performers are not asked to be graceful, they are certainly required to be athletes and contortionists. The dance bits are tantalizing in their suggestions of plot, though I wonder why it's necessary for so many women to collapse, in one case about 15 times in increasingly rapid succession. There's an enormous amount of repetition, featuring especially a couple of apparently classic routines of Pina's. Women wear filmy costumes that emphasize feminine vulnerability. I'm not sure feminists should like Pina 3D. I don't know whether I did either. But what do I know about modern dance? Jim Erickson, over and out.